Hello, my friends. The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated, I assure you. However, it has been too long since we've spoken, and I regret that. This broadcast, and I, are under what I can only describe as an attack. My ability to transact financially, my banking, has all been attacked. And there's also been numerous media pieces describing Ice Age Farmer, linking them to Q and domestic terrorists, even though I've explicitly put up videos saying that these are traps and not to mess with them. I've had to take some steps, and so today I want to announce that my videos are no longer available on YouTube. They have been delisted. I keep them as unlisted so that the rest of the web that already links to them won't break. But if you go to YouTube and search for them, you will not find them. All of my content remains available at iceagefarmer.com and bitchute.com/iceagefarmer and even on odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. But it's a no-go on YouTube. You can still find it there from other people posting it, and that's fantastic. Thank you for helping to make sure it gets up there, but not on my channel anymore. And I'll talk more about that in a future video, but not now, because it's more important that we really underscore the bottom line of what's going on. And at its absolute core, what that is not about food. It's not about vaccines. It's about whether or not you have free will. It's about whether or not you have a soul. Because in the minds of those who seek to rule us, we do not. But don't take it from me. Listen.
That if you have enough data and you have enough computing power, you can understand people better than they understand themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you can manipulate them in ways which were previously impossible. Mm-hmm. And in such a situation, the old democratic system stop functioning. We need to reinvent democracy for this new era in which humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
Yeah, those are things of the past. And I'll play the full quote here in a second so you have the context. This is Dr. Yuval Harari, who has given talks at Google and with Mark Zuckerberg and multiple times at the World Economic Forum. Sometimes he is a bit of a mishmash with the singularity, but you hear this underlying idea that the idea that humans have a free will or have a soul is no longer in the question. Right now, we rule you. This is a constant theme from technocrats. Indeed, Edward Bernays said, quote, "If we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their even knowing about it?" He poses it as sort of a rhetorical question, but not anymore. Now it is a conclusion already. We do control because we are technocrats. We have enough data and enough technology that we know you better than you know yourself. We can make decisions better than you can for your future. And that is the arrogance, the hubris of these people who have taken over and who are telling you, you can't eat what you want to eat anymore. You can't control what goes in your body or even whether or not we modify your DNA.
The difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And if it's not a vaccine, we'll make an edible vaccine and we'll get you that way. They have decided that it is the time to totally take over you and all of society. I've been traveling recently, and one of the things that I've observed everywhere I go is that my journey would not have been possible if the laws and all the regulations and restrictions and lockdowns and all of this nonsense, if those were actually in place and being enforced, my journey would not have happened. Okay? It was by virtue of humanity that I was able to travel. Be it the lab tech, the border patrol agents who didn't care enough to check the tests or the vaccine requirements, the flight attendants who don't care enough about the mask mandates. Everywhere I went, people are sick of this nonsense. They're tired of it. In fact, in California, there's sheriffs writing letters, we don't believe in these mandates and we're not going to enforce them, right? They have pushed the line so far forward right now that, by and large, people are refusing to enforce it. And so what that means is we should ask, what's coming next then? If the regulations, if the restrictions are already inhuman, then it will become inhuman enforcement soon. And that is this layer of automation. As the customs agents are replaced by passport checking machines and vaccine passport checking machines, there will be no humanity left there. There will be no border control to say, oh, you left that at home? Go ahead. It's fine. I get it. I'm a human. And these rules are dumb anyway. Right? No, we'll be automated out of that. And then the rules will be ironclad. There will be no flight attendant. In fact, throughout that journey, even as I felt the warmth of the humanity that allowed the trip to happen, there was this ever-present layer of technology. All of a sudden, the entertainment systems in the seats on the airplanes are watching you. In fact, there were cameras there all along, but now they're turned on, and now they're watching you. And if you take off your mask, it pages the flight attendant to say, hey, the guy in 34B took his mask off, right? All of these automation systems are going into place that will be, that's what I mean, it will be inhuman enforcement. And this is part of what I mean by the end of humanity. We won't be able to get around this tyranny anymore because the enforcement of it will be automated. And it's the end. It's the end at that point. And so in response to those who ask, what do you mean, Christian, when you say what is a technocrat? Well, it is these people who believe that if only armed with enough data, with enough technology, the latest science, then we can finally do things right. We can do communism right. We can do capitalism better. You hear these words, right, from Mariana Mazzucato as she calls for climate lockdowns. We'll do capitalism better. We'll reinvent economy. No, these means we're taking over and you don't have a free will. You don't have a soul. You don't even own your body anymore. The state, we control everything. So let's listen to that full quote so you understand the context here.
But some governments and corporations, for the first time in history, have the power to basically hack human beings. There is a lot of talk about hacking computers, hacking smartphones, hacking bank accounts, but the big story of our era is the ability to hack human beings. And by this I mean that if you have enough data and you have enough computing power, you can understand people better than they understand themselves, and then you can manipulate them in ways which were previously impossible. Mm-hmm. And in such a situation, the old democratic system stopped functioning. We need to reinvent democracy for this new era in which humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. We need to come to terms with the fact that, no matter, again, this is where philosophy meets computer science and biology.
Free will, a soul, things of the past. What do you think? You think humanity can overcome these challenges? Can we keep our soul? Are you willing to fight for it? Or have we already lost our souls? Are we already in a beast system that will just roll over us, a boot stomping on the face of humanity for the rest of time? At this point, it's up to you. There can be no leaders and a decentralized revolution. And that's what we need right now. So I hope you'll take this message and these ideas that this isn't about vaccines or masks or even fake food. This is much bigger. And it is all in right now. And the stakes are quite high. It's the future of the human race. Will you stand up?